you're a philanthropist. Is philanthropy growing?
I'm not sure it is. I mean, it's nowhere near like it is in the United States. I mean, United States, individuals give vast amounts of their money away, which doesn't happen quite the same in the UK. I mean, a lot of companies have initiatives. For individuals, I don't know. I mean, I think what I do is fairly unique, which it shouldn't be. One of the big things I do is this box for kids, which excites me the most, is that I've got a box at Anfield, and every single game, I give it up to kids, seriously ill kids, Mulday Hospital. But I've now got access to boxes throughout the country. I've got virtually half the Premier League grounds. I've got nearly all the Rugby League. I've got Rugby Union. I've got Formula One, Mercedes Pits. I've got Wimbledon. I've got three boxes at Wembley. I've got O2 Arena at Royal Albert Hall. And I just take kids along from hospitals to that. But it's a very simple model. It's just as people aren't using their boxes. So if you go to Wembley, you look around, you'll see maybe half the boxes aren't being used. Well, the companies haven't thought, we're not using the box. But Royal Marsden Hospital, Great Ormond Street, may want to use them.
And so the other work that you do is you financially support athletes who become Olympians.
Yes, I do. But that is really picking out people I just think are of staggering potential. So, I mean, 2008, I was thinking of 2012, and I picked out 21. But those 21 were, if I mentioned Katarina Johnson-Thompson, this is a Liverpool girl, met her when she's 15. I just thought, oh, you will be absolutely awesome. So she got no other funding except for me at the start. With her case, it was providing gym membership so she could build up her strength for her throwing events. It was giving her driving lessons, buying her a car. When she was injured, taking away on holiday from her family. And now, in those 6 years, she's gone from being an incredibly talented youngster to the world's number one.
What made you decide to do this, to look for basically young people who had this kind of potential?
Anything up to £500,000 a year, I'm going to give away. So then I thought, well, I don't want to give it to the NSPCC, even though it's an incredible charity. I don't want to give it to the lifeboats, which, I'd rather do something myself when I'm really personally involved in it. Then I thought, I love sport. So I'll pick out sports that I enjoy. I mean, I don't particularly enjoy equestrian sports, water sports, winter sports. So I picked up ones that I really understood. Athletics, I understood it in immense detail. And so I thought, OK, I'm going to go basically with athletes, with gymnasts like Beth Tweddle, those kind of people, and then support them.
And what are you saying might have happened to, say, somebody like Beth Tweddle if she hadn't had your support?
Well, I mean, taking those two, if you take Katarina, I mean, Katarina basically has come out and said on the radio that she doesn't think she would, at age 19, have got to the Olympics without my support. Because those years, I mean, now she's big, but those years I was supporting her. In the case of Beth Tweddle, literally 3 months before the Olympics, she got a serious knee injury. She rang me up right away, and we talked, and I bought her a £3,600 ice machine. And so she slept with this ice machine on her leg for about 12 weeks. I really picked them out. You can't apply for it. It's me actually going into the sport and looking at it and saying, well, okay, Jessica Rennie's 2008, she's missed the Olympics because she's injured. UK Athletics have basically toned down her funding. So I would step in where UK Athletics wouldn't and said, OK, what do you need? And she said, well, I need my own physio. I don't want the team physio. I want one with me all the time. So I basically pay for Jessica's physio to be with. And then Jessica's weak event, if Jessica Rennie has a weak event, is the javelin. And she wanted to use her own javelin coach. UK Athletics said, well, no, you use ours. So again, it was actually getting her own javelin coach to travel to Portugal for training places with her.
What about, have there been any people that you've thought were great and they weren't great?
Yes, not very many though. I picked out 21 athletes, swimmers, triathletes, modern pentathletes at the start. So I picked, those are sports I really understand. So I picked out 21.
For 2012.
Only one probably let me down of the 21. They probably think they didn't let me down, but I felt they did. I don't mean in performance, I mean in behaviour. Part of it is, I would say to them, OK, I'm going to fund you, I'm going to give you £10,000 a year each. But in return for that, I want you to go to schools and talk to kids. In 90% of the cases, they would go in, they'd love it, the Jenny Meadows, Holly Bleasdale, Katarina, Michael Rimmer, they'd all go into the schools, it'd be fantastic. There was only one in particular kept making excuses, why, oh, well, I can't make it that day, and I just thought, why am I doing this? Because one of the things is, I only give money to people I like, and I just thought, well, our objectives are different. So after 12 months, I just aborted it. Otherwise, the rest, I was there all the way to 2012.